to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
The Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 278 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? This is Ed, and on this week's show, it's all about Flower and Garden. One of the things that we always look forward to are the festivals at Epcot. And tomorrow, March 6th, opens up the Flower and Garden Show. Well, if you've seen some of our live videos or heard the live show the other night, Sam was down there for the media event for Flower and Garden last week. He did a lot of great videos and had some really, really cool interviews. And tonight what we're going to do are share those interviews with you. There's a lot of good information about food, beverages, merchandise, all that great stuff we look forward to at the festivals. But one interview that really stood out was an interview with the manager of all of the festivals. So Sam was able to talk to David, I believe his name was, and get some great information as far as festival centers and the futures of the festivals at Epcot. So really, really good conversation. And with the Flower and Garden opening tomorrow, we figured what better time to have this type of show than tonight. So before we start, though, one more thing. Don't forget, this is round number two of March Madness. You have time to get out there and vote at the DisneyNerdsPodcast.com. There'll be the brackets you can get to for round two. And basically, we're doing the dining restaurants. We're doing all the sit-down restaurants at Walt Disney World. We started out with the first round last week, and now we're down to round number two. A lot of the good restaurants made it. Hopefully, your favorites did. So check that out and help us vote, because the online voters count as one of the votes when we do the show next week. So your vote will count. Okay, so without further ado, let's listen to Sam, get some great information out of some awesome Disney employees down at the Flower and Garden Media Show event. Take it away, Sam.
Hey guys, Sam from the Disney Nerds Podcast. We are at the Epcot Flower and Garden 2019 preview.
Okay, I'll find you later and we'll talk. We'll have a little private session. But all right, well, this is an amazing, amazing festival, one of our favorites. Actually, it came first. If you're wondering what came first, the Flower and Garden Festival was before the Food and Wine Festival. But I want to tell you what's new in 2019, what you need to know, what the guests can expect and what they want to read about, and whatever branch of the media you're representing, this is what they need to know. Mother Nature is the star. She is the center of attention here at the International Flower and Garden Festival. Our horticulturists have been hard at work growing brand new topiaries. Bo Peep from Toy Story will be spring to life along with her sheep, surrounded by a playground perfect for families called Bo Peep's Playtime Training Grounds, presented by Toy Story 4, which we all have to look forward to. Now, of course, Buzz Lightyear and Woody, two returning favorites, will come to the Play Garden to keep Bo Peep company. The food and drinks that we create for Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival celebrate our focus on Mother Earth with fresh farm-to-table recipes. This year, I am pleased to share, we'll have four new concepts, bringing our total number of festival food and beverage destinations up to 23. Just as you're walking past, tell us, how is the orange sippy cup?
It's very good.
Is it very good? Is that the orange slushy that's inside of the orange sippy cup? Okay, I'm going to tell you about that momentarily. Sit down and enjoy your tasty beverage. New this year, the arbor at the Gardener's Terrace is located at Odyssey. Guests can pair a cider flight with smoked salmon stack with avocados, tomatoes, sour cream, caviar, and focaccia crostino. The Trowel and Trellis Outdoor Kitchen, hosted by Impossible Foods, will be impossible not to like. We're offering grilled street corn on the cob, which you just bite into it and you know it just has a little bit of a bite, a little grit, because it's street corn on the cob. And we have a farmhouse meatball. I saw a lot of you taking pictures of the chocolate pudding terrarium. Is it as amazing as it looks? Yes? And again, swallow the food and talk back. I have no problem with it. Is the chocolate terrarium good?
Yes.
Thank you. All right. And of course, the Bloomin' Blueberry Lemon and Ginger Tea. Every item at the Trowel Trellis Outdoor Kitchen, all those are vegetarian friendly. So when you hear farmhouse meatball, just know that it is vegetarian friendly. At the Citrus Blossom, we're celebrating Florida's heritage with menu items like the gluten-free lobster tail with Meyer lemon emulsion and grilled lemon and citrus shortcake. And like I said, I'm particularly excited for guests to enjoy the orange cream slushy. Now, here today, for all of you, the orange cream slushy was served without alcohol. I am told, and someone can come yell at me, but I'm told that in the park, you will be able to get alcohol in the orange cream slushy. However, in the adorable orange sippy cup that all of you are slurping out of, alcoholic beverages will not be served inside of the orange sippy cup, all right? It is a branded item, so we don't drink alcoholic beverages out of that. However, on Bunko Fridays, ladies, church is out. Okay, so just remember that. The orange sippy cup, you all look adorable walking around with them, and I believe those can only be purchased during the festival. Now, enjoy a stroll along the new Healthful Trail, which is hosted by Advent Health. The Flavorful Kitchen will demonstrate just how delicious healthy choices can be, while the Mindful Retreat will give guests a place for a restorative moment of relaxation. In Ocoee, we say restorative. If you live in the other suburbs of Orlando, you might say restorative. No? Okay. If your little ones are full of energy, the Playful Garden is the perfect playground experience. And as good food and good music go hand in hand, we're offering the Garden Rocks Dining Package at several restaurants throughout Epcot. The dining package includes a meal and guaranteed seating at one of the three concert performances later that day. Now we do have a few offerings that are just for our annual pass holders, including two brand new magnets featuring Pluto and Daisy, as well as some exclusive pass holder festival merchandise. I actually saw over at the merchandise location, they have a cute little terracotta coffee mug. It is adorable, but you have to be a pass holder. It is pass holder exclusive. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the Garden Rocks concert series will be presented daily. That's right, every bloomin' day. Do you see what I did there? Every bloomin' day, March 6th through June 3rd, each evening at 5:30, 6:45, and 8 p.m. during the festival. That's an amazing 270 concerts. We've added a number of new performers to the expanded lineup, including John Anderson of Yes, Magic Giant, and Stephen Curtis Chapman. It's a range of musical genres, a great range, very broad range. There's truly something for everyone to enjoy. How many of you this afternoon would like a sneak peek at one of our many favorite performers who will take the American Garden stage June 2nd and 3rd? Who would like that? Woo! All right. Well, we have got one for you you're going to love. This is a musician who needs no introduction, but I am going to give him one anyway. Eddie Palmieri started playing piano at the age of 8. At the age of 13, he wanted to play timbales and joined his uncle's orchestra. Wow, at the age of 8, I was playing in the mud in Vicksburg, Mississippi. He's been awarded many Grammys, 10 to be exact, and was the first Latin musician to ever win a Grammy for the Son of Latin Music album in 1975. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together and welcome the 10-time Grammy Award-winning pianist, band leader, producer, musician, and composer, Eddie Palmieri.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. A round of applause for Sheila, please. Excellent, thank you. We have music with a trio, special trio for today. On bass, we have Mr. Ruben Rodriguez. And on trumpet, Mr. Jonathan Powell.
Hey guys, it's Sam. I'm here at the Flower and Garden 2019 preview. We're looking at some of the new food, or maybe it's new. I'm not sure.
Noah,
how are you?
Doing well. How are you today?
So are you excited for the Flower and Garden Festival?
I am. That's only a week away.
It is only a week away. So tell me, what is your role? And I see that you have some great looking things in front of you.
So I am the executive pastry chef of Epcot.
Executive pastry chef of Epcot. So
yes.
I got lots of questions for you, but we're going to stick to the Flower and Garden
Festival. Okay, sounds good.
All right, so what do we have here?
So this is a new addition. This is for the Citrus Blossom kiosk, which is a new marketplace. It is an orange chiffon cake with lemon curd, mandarin oranges, and citrus crumble.
It looks beautiful.
So it's all very citrusy, all very light. It's very all very
which
light.
Which is what springtime's about, right?
Exactly.
Citrusy,
yeah, you don't want
light.
Heavy.
I love
that's
it.
We wait till the winter time to have nice decadent desserts. This was a nice light dessert.
Okay, so I typically at each of the kiosks there's sort of a different pastry of some sort. So this is obviously one you're highlighting. What are some of the others that you like?
The new one is a gluten-free buttermilk cake. So this is at the Arbor. That's also a new marketplace. So it's at Arbor. It's gluten-free buttermilk cake with a gluten-free streusel on top, as well as a strawberry compote and apple cider sorbet.
I love
again,
it.
Again, nice
so
light dessert.
Which one's your favorite?
Oh, it's like twins. You can't have a favorite.
I get it. Any others coming back that are favorites?
We do have a cheese strudel. This cheese strudel is coming back.
I do recall that
the
one.
Honey bistro. We have the honey cheesecake, which is hugely popular last year. That's coming back. We also have the chocolate lava cake. And we also, new addition, it's a plant-based dessert. It is a chocolate avocado mousse with chia seed and pomegranate.
And I see you're pointing to the booth next to me, so I need to go over there to find this.
Yes.
And I'm going to try some of these things out. Thanks
awesome.
For your time, Noah.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You have
it.
A great day. I'm
going
to move on to the next booth
awesome.
Here. All right, what do we have up next here? A potato pancake with caramelized ham, onions, and herb sour cream. What are you guys making?
Potato pancake.
Hold on, I'll ask you again. Get a little closer.
We're making a potato pancake with caramelized onion and ham with the sour cream herb dressing.
Where's this going to be featured?
German Pavilion.
It's in Germany? In the Germany Pavilion. Very nice. Very good. Thank you. All right, I'm going to move along here. Of course, this becomes somewhat of a challenge, that's for sure. Chocolate pudding, avocado cream. That does look good itself. All right, what have I come into next here? Shredded beef brisket. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
What are you making?
We are making our newest dish to the Smokehouse Barbecue and Brews.
Ooh, yes, the Smokehouse is good.
It's amazing. We have our smoked potato skin here as well, over top with our smoked beef brisket, a little chorizo cheese fondue, and our fresh green tomato salsa.
That sounds marvelous. This is new for the...
Yes, this is new this year. Kind of a play on our former smoked burnt ends hash. So it's kind of a reimagined version of that.
Got it. Thank you, Amanda. What's your favorite thing at the booth?
My favorite thing has to be this so far because
okay.
It's brand new. So
that's awesome.
Enjoy.
I am going to have one myself, that's for sure.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
Oh, am I in your shot?
No, you're absolutely fine. All right, what's up next here? This is from the Citrus Blossom. Is that what's going on?
Yes,
sir.
Citrus Blossom.
So what are you making there, Angela?
I'm making a rice paper that has been fried and with fish, with a tuna.
We have tuna that's marinated in a...
Sorry.
Shane's over here talking too, huh?
Yes.
Go ahead.
It's a tuna that's been marinated in a... And then after that, it gets sliced avocado.
Then a mango, diced mango.
Then diced mango on top of that.
With a pickled lotus
root.
that this. Yes, this is the pickled lotus root.
That's a pickled lotus root.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Pickled lotus root.
How about that?
I often say pickled lotus root.
I love it. You appear to be the most popular person over here.
I got the cutest thing and, well, I can't say the best tasting thing.
Well, what do you got?
The orange slush.
The orange cream slush, which is in a souvenir orange bird sipper cup.
And you need the ticket for this?
Absolutely. And I'll get it.
Everyone's got it back
on the
table.
So tell me a little bit about it. The slush.
I serve the slush.
How about the beer flight?
Chelsea.
Chelsea, how are you? So we're talking food and beverage. That's where we're going to start. We have a table full of really cool things here that are part of this year's festival. Can you tell me a little bit about the coolness that's happening?
Of course. So we have 17 outdoor kitchens this year.
17. Is that a record?
It is.
Awesome. 17 kitchens.
It is. And four of them are brand new concepts for this year. So we have beverages representing a wide range. We have alcoholic beverages, non-alcoholic beverages, beer, wine, cocktails, slushies, you name it, we have it.
So awesome. And I see you have examples of all of those here.
We do.
So what do we start with here? What's this?
This is our frozen desert violet lemonade, which is found at the Pineapple Prom.
Frozen desert violet lemonade.
Yes. It has actually been on our menu since we started food and beverage at the Flower and Garden Festival.
Okay.
So it is a returning favorite. This year we actually have merchandise that is inspired by the drink.
Our merchandise card will be here in about 20 minutes.
Yep.
So that's perfect.
So
thank you.
Check that
now,
out.
Now I got to ask you this. Tell me about the flowers on top. Are these things edible?
They are edible and they're grown right here in our land greenhouse.
So that's grown in the land as you're going through the greenhouse.
Yep.
Don't pick the flowers. Go and get one on top of
your
violet lemonade.
Get the refreshing lemonade beverage.
Absolutely. So what do we have next here?
This is another non-alcoholic drink we have this year that is new. It's a blood orange aqua fresca. So just a fruit juice, really orange flavored. And then moving on, we have our also new at another new location, Trowel and Trellis. And this is a Bloomin' Blueberry Lemonade Ginger Tea. This one is served with vodka, but we also have it available in a non-alcoholic
Very
format.
Nice. So we can go both ways with that. I love it.
The Orange Bird Sipper is making his debut at the Flower and Garden Festival.
That's wonderful.
Filled with a non-alcoholic orange cream slushy, so it tastes like a creamsicle. It's really good.
It's what you would expect there. I love that, and I think that's going to be a pretty popular item for the festival.
I think so, too.
Absolutely.
He's just so cute.
Absolutely.
And then we have a couple of flights. This is our cider flight that can be found at the Arbor location, which is located in Odyssey.
Okay.
And
those are all ciders.
Yes, hard ciders. They're very fruit forward. So we have a blackberry flavored one, key lime, and strawberry. So very springy, fits with the season of Flower and Garden.
Very nice.
And the last one we're featuring today is from the Smokehouse, and that's our beer flight. All of these beers are returning. They've been here before, but they're guest favorites. And they're all brewed locally, and they're all brewed just for Epcot.
So they're all brewed just for Epcot.
Yes.
I like that.
Yeah.
Which of those, which are your favorites there?
The Maple Shipyard Stout is very good. It's maple. You can't go wrong with that.
Not at all.
And then,
how about the ciders here? They're from all over, I see. But
they are. Really focusing on that fruit-forward stuff. I really like the blackberry one. It's a little bit different than what you normally think of a hard cider tasting like.
Absolutely. And with 17 kitchens, you have a lot of things happening.
Oh, yes. But you have 90 days, so you can come back over and over again to try out the different foods and beverages.
Absolutely. I love it. Thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome.
We're going to continue on here with the food spots here, but I'm going to move my tripod while I'm live here, Wade. So give me just 1 second. All right, Wade, how you doing?
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. So, Flower and Garden 2019.
Flower and Garden
Wonderful
2019.
Stuff. We just talked beverage, so I'm thinking food's got to be next.
Food is next. And as we talked about before, at Flower and Garden Festival, we love to celebrate the spring. We love to celebrate all those fresh flavors that are coming out and all those wonderful colors that we have. 17 marketplaces this year.
You say colors, and I just look down, and it is absolutely wonderful, the colors that you have in these dishes.
We do, and this is our tuna tataki that's served in our citrus blossom kitchen. So this has a little bit of avocado, some mango, a yuzu vinaigrette on there, and some micro herbs.
Okay, and I see one of the flowers. Is that also from the land there?
That is from the land, yes, sir.
You guys are growing a lot in the land.
We're trying for sure.
All right.
Over in Flavorful Kitchen.
Flavorful Kitchen,
we have our garden from the garden.
Okay.
And this is actually a plate that is made to kind of look like a garden a little bit. We've got cashew cheese on the bottom up there.
I see that.
Some roasted beets, microgreens, a little bit of flowers. In the back is an onion ash for a soil. And then a little bit of quinoa rocks on there, so it all makes just a nice, complete garden plate.
Onion ash. That's
onion ash.
That's very interesting.
We take the onions and we actually char them down. We puree them into a powder, mix them with a little bit of black cypress salt and some black sesame seeds. And that's what goes onto the plate.
I love it, Wade. That's awesome. All right, we got more things here. By the way, there's 17 kitchens. I don't see 17 things here, but
well,
these are the highlights.
We're just highlighting some of the things from some of our places.
What do we got here?
This is our farmhouse meatball from Trowel and Trellis.
Which farmhouse? So I learned something new today. Farmhouse means?
Farmhouse means that it's kind of more of a farm or a home type item.
So is that connected to vegetarian at all?
That is completely plant-based, yes,
okay.
Sir.
So
yes,
that's sir. Good. So when you see, can we say that for all of our vegetarian listeners? If it's farm fresh, it's vegetarian.
Well, not for all of them,
okay,
but for
so
Trowel
careful.
And Trellis, for sure. Trowel and Trellis, everything that's in there is completely plant-based. This is our impossible meatball, which is made with impossible meat, a little bit of spinach, some marinated vegetables, herb cream cheese, and then a lentil bread on there, made to just pick up and walk away, almost
and
like a
sandwich. And that's your vegetarian meat. I love it.
In there, we're also going to have a wonderful grilled corn with a plant-based butter on there and a plant-based cheese that goes on top of that as well.
All right.
And then we'll have the chocolate terrarium also, which is a completely plant-based chocolate pudding.
So I saw that, and I want to get to that in a second, because that is really, really cool. But I'll let you quickly describe a couple of the others. I don't want to skip anything.
Okay.
All right.
Arbor, we have our fried green tomatoes. So it's a cornmeal crusted tomato, a little bit of crab and fennel salad, remoulade on top of that, finished with micro watercress. In our smokehouse this year, we took our fantastic slow-smoked brisket. We put that on top of a smoked potato. Chorizo fondue and a little bit of green tomato salsa on there.
Absolutely incredible. That one I was able to sample here, and I got to tell you, that was my favorite of anything I sampled.
Great.
And that's back in the American Adventure.
Yep, the smokehouse. American Adventure. Yes, okay. Sir. Returning favorite from the very beginning when we started doing food for Flower and Garden is our potato pancake. That's got a little bit of ham on there, caramelized onion, finished with herb cream cheese in the Bauer Market.
So how long have you been doing food at Flower and Garden? This is the 26th Flower and Garden Festival.
26th Flower and Garden Festival. We've been doing food for about 8 years now.
It's been that long already.
It
gets bigger
long.
Every year.
Bigger
as
every year.
As noted by the 17 this year, right?
17 this
All
year.
All right, back to this absolutely beautiful dessert. What is this again?
This is a chocolate terrarium. This is an avocado chocolate pudding with chia seed, matcha crumb, a little bit of pomegranate on there, and some nice micro flowers as well.
I have the flowers again from the land, and we're going to eat those flowers up too, right?
Fantastic.
I love that. And is it coming in that container that we're going to keep?
It does come in that container that you can keep.
That's wonderful. Here's another good looking, those mandarin oranges I see.
Mandarin orange citrus shortcake with a little bit of lemon curd in there. A citrus crumb on top of it, a little bit of whipped cream, and then finish with micro flowers.
Absolutely gorgeous. And I think that we sort of transition here, don't we? Because when we get to this last thing here,
Chef Crystal's
going to help me.
Hello, how are you today?
Hi, Crystal. You're with the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hope everything's good.
I am.
So what do we have here as our last?
So this here is our Mickey peanut butter tart. It'll be served in the flavorful outdoor kitchen, one of the 17 kitchens.
Flavorful kitchen. Where is Flavorful?
Flavorful Kitchen is, I cannot remember
it's
at this moment.
It's around World Showcase?
Yes,
or it's in the Future World?
No, it's in World Showcase.
Okay,
like right
that's
around
what
the,
I was after, because
right
I know there's so many.
Yes, it's near the playground.
Oh, okay.
I remember that one.
Okay, perfect. So it's sort of on that walkway.
So this is our Mickey peanut butter tart, and actually you can head over here, and we're going to finish one.
So I'm going to try, I don't know if I can finish it while I'm live, but we're going to watch you finish it.
We can have somebody hold it if you want.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, do you want?
Yeah. Let's see if we got somebody that can do that.
Can you help us out?
We are live with the Disney Nerds Podcast, and I'm going to go ahead and try this. How's that sound?
It's way more fun if you get to do it.
It's way more fun if I get to try it, so we're going to do
that. I have some gloves for you.
Absolutely.
So like I said, this is the Mickey peanut butter tart. It'll be served in the flavorful outdoor kitchen, one of our 17 this year. Very excited to see all the different topiaries around the park.
Absolutely. We're going to talk to those guys in just a minute.
They're beautiful. I love seeing them go up all This is my favorite festival. So, so okay. We've already done part of the work for you. We have the multigrain Mickey tart shell and then the peanut butter mousse.
Okay.
So that's already in there. We're going to put some strawberry jam and some strawberry boba pearls on there.
This is the jam?
Yes, so this is the jam. So start right up in the ear. Squeeze gently and you can get that sauce in there. You've done this before.
Look at that.
You're a professional. You're hired. You can make Mickey tarts with me all day.
Yeah, one's good. I don't know. How many of these would you like?
A lot. Yeah. I think this will be a popular one just because of peanut butter. So we'll take the boba pearls. You can put a few right up in each ear.
Okay. Is that how it's going to come finished?
Yep.
A couple in each ear. Oh, that's more than a couple.
That's okay, it's for you, so if you want to put more, you can. Someone else already did. And then there is your Mickey tart.
That is
awesome.
And it'll
be served on a plate just like that, and you can walk around the park and eat it.
Thank you so much, I appreciate that. And I am going to eat this one, right?
Yes, if you want, I have boxes, so you can eat it now. Or
maybe
you can
put it in the, we'll put it in a box for now. Thank you, guys. We're going to check out merchandise here in just a second. Thanks for watching.
Thank you.
Hey guys, Sam from the Disney Nerd Podcast. We are at the 2019 Epcot Flower and Garden Festival preview, and we are about to take a tour of the flower and garden merchandise with Julie. Julie, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Looks like tons of stuff for the 26th Flower and Garden, the 26th annual Flower and Garden Festival. Tell me, what do we got here?
All right, let's just spring right into it, guys. So right here, we'll get started with our pass holder. Again, this is just a sampling of it. These are our pass holder terracotta flower pot mugs.
Oh, I love it. Look at that. We got Mickey and Figment, of course.
Yep, and here, actually, we're going to be jumping right off. On March 6th, we're going to be releasing these two lovely guys right here. You got Donald and Figment coming out in March 6th. And then later down the line, middle of the festival, sometime in April, these guys, Minnie and Goofy, will be coming on out as well.
So we have here four mugs to collect that are part of the Flower and Garden Festival. I love it.
Yes.
Goofy, Minnie, Donald, Figment. How cool is that?
Very cool.
Very
cool. And just so you guys know, this is just a sampling of the pass holder collection that we do have. Definitely come see us on March 6th.
For more pass holder merchandise.
For more pass holder merchandise.
I see here that Spike's getting a little attention this year.
Yes, he is. You ask, we listen. And guess what? Here is Spike right here with Donald. This is one of our collection. It's the Spike
and
Donald
with the beehive for
Spaceship Earth.
I love that. That's
Isn't
great
that
touch. Absolutely. Good merchandise. I see a hat back there that goes along with that, Spike.
Yes. Hat right here with Spike.
Very cool.
Really
and it looks
cool.
like this all ties right back into Spike's pollination exploration.
Yes, it is. And here are the stickers that go with it.
Okay.
And then this one is the map for $6.99. It will be available on opening day. And with that, you get a choice of one of these patches.
These are the patches.
Collect.
Look at those Figment patches. I'll be all over that.
And again, these are while supplies last, so please make sure you come
and
get
that's
them.
And that's when you finish the scavenger hunt. This is what you get. Those patches are great.
Exactly.
I love
you
it.
You want them all, buy it's four times as soon as you get
you
here.
You can get them all, absolutely. Yeah. And that leads us right into some of this Mickey merchandise here.
Yeah.
Turn up the fun. Nice.
And this one is our Mickey's Garden Shed collection.
So. Mickey's Garden Shed, okay.
Garden Shed, yeah.
Garden Shed. And I see more there because I'm looking, okay.
We have this tote right here.
The tote,
it's
love
really
it.
Nice. It's a shopping tote.
Are there any annual pass holder pins we're being asked?
Yes, there are lots of, there are a couple of limited edition and limited release pass holder and also limited edition pins for our regular day guests, so that is definitely.
So, yes, I don't think we have any up
we
here we can
not,
look at.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. I'm trying, guys. I'm trying. More from that same collection, a Mickey hat.
Yep. And we have the mug right here, which is really nice. I love this color right here. You have your salt and pepper shaker.
I like
with
the salt
Mickey.
And pepper shaker.
And I love Garden Mickey's
Very
right
nice.
There.
Very nice, yeah.
And guess what? It's a different look on that turbis and a different
Oh, that's
appeal.
Interesting the way that that opens up.
It
I
is
like
a
it.
Metal turbis, and it keeps your drinks hot
now,
and cold.
Now, are those vinyl stickers on there? Is that printed on there? I
can't it is really printed tell. On there, yes.
Very nice, mm-hmm. very
And that's
nice.
Why it is only hand wash, just to protect the actual
Sure.
Oops, sorry, pardon. And but it is really, really nice. I'm definitely going to be collecting one of those. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We also have this garden stick, which is this here. It's giftable, guys.
Oh,
it actually comes
yes.
in a box.
You know,
box.
I didn't even realize that was a garden stick.
Yeah.
I love it.
Great way to welcome your guests to your home. And this is also a really nice nod to the collection for turning up.
Absolutely. I am going to move my tripod while we go to the next booth here.
All right, guys. So next up, we've got Minnie's Garden Party right here.
So we're going
here.
From Mickey to Minnie's Garden Party.
Yes.
I love it.
So here is a stone that we have, a garden stone, and this time it's painted, and it's beautifully painted, and it is solid.
I would love that.
Yeah, it's beautiful, and it needs to be on your garden.
Absolutely. I'm agreeing with you there.
A nice add, and it will give that pop that it needs. We also have a mini plush, and she's carrying her basket of flowers. Oh,
very nice.
Love her red dress. She can definitely be spotted from a mile away, and I love her favorite color, so, you know.
Absolutely.
Right here, we have this woman's tee right here, and actually, it's nice. It's that fabric that we all love.
Oh, yeah, I see that.
And a little detail on the shoulder as well.
Very nice, very nice. I see we sort of skipped the Mickey Magic Band down here, but I do see a Minnie Mouse Magic Band here.
Yes, the Minnie Magic Band is actually going to be right here, and I wanted to let you guys know, this Minnie Magic Band is actually the first time we've done it in this mint color.
Mint color, nice.
And also, this one will be releasing on April 11th. So this is the second wave of the Magic Band. The Mickey Garden Shed one will be coming out on opening day, along with the Figment AP Magic Band, which we do not have a sampling of, but those two will come out, and then this one will join them on April 11th.
So the question that I typically get when we look at magic bands like that is, do they do anything special or make any noises?
Right now, not that I know of, but it might surprise you. So
okay, and that's the way we'll look at it then.
And all of them are actually limited edition to 2,000 pieces.
2,000 pieces, that's not a lot, I don't think so. As we go up, I see...
This one is a new edition. It is a belt bag by Loungefly. So, and it is actually leather, and then you also
have... Is that the 2019 fanny pack? Is that what that is?
Pretty much, but I think, you know, many would prefer it to be the fashionable fashionista would prefer it to be called a belt bag.
Okay, I'm good with that, no problem.
And it actually has the mini dots on the inside as
which is really cute.
Very
nice.
And then, of course, we have our Garden Spirit Jersey. One of two Spirit Jerseys that we have this time around. And it's got glitter, it's got mini, and then the front also has some really fun floral hues to it. We'll come check it out a little bit later when we come back around.
Got it. All right. Oh, another mug.
This is another mug, which is going to be a nice add to my collection. Personally, it is really cute. It is a watering can mug, and it is a beautiful color.
It's not a functioning water can, though. I see that.
It is not. Although that might not be helpful when you're drinking your coffee.
I would think you're right with that statement, yes.
We have an actual watering can
here
to take care of your lovely flowers outside as they bloom and flourish. That's beautiful. And then here is our traditional turvis that we normally have, but I like that it has that nice, almost like a mint hue on the inside.
Yeah,
really
there's a lot of subtle greens here.
Really, really cute.
With the hat here and the hat.
If you look,
blooms.
There's also different icons from the World Showcase in there. So if you can see,
there is
the Eiffel Tower, there is Spaceship Earth, and so on and so forth.
I love that.
Take a closer look.
I'm going to move this tripod one more time and come right back. Sorry, guys. You can get a little view of the bigger what's going on here.
Of course, this is perfect for any picnic that you have laid out on the ground. And this is a lovely mini throw. It's super soft. Or if not, just cuddle up with it in your couch.
It is super soft. I love it.
We also have our Happiness Blooms Within sun hat. It's gorgeous. I love the detail that comes with it. And then the ribbon also even says the 2019 Epcot Air National Flower and Garden Festival.
Oh, I love
it.
That is great.
Really, really cute.
That is
subtle,
great.
But it's there.
And I think that transitions us over here to the last booth, which over here, and we learned a little bit about this when we talked to merchandise, but give me the deal for what's happening.
So right now you are looking at one of our exciting programs. This is called the Violet Lemonade Collection.
The Violet Lemonade, which is one of the beverages that is very popular.
Exactly, that has its own following, actually. So that's why we want you guys to enjoy that and add some zest to your fest.
Yeah. I love it. And I see some ears here.
Ears right here, yep. This has got some glitter on it, and it's really, really pretty.
You know
what? Very beautiful.
What I love about this are the flowers look just like the garnish that's on top of the lemonade, the violet lemonade, which come from... The Land Pavilion, by the way?
Yep, and that one actually, the drink is actually going to be in the Pineapple Promenade on the promenade over right across from where we're going to be selling this product. So,
how convenient is that? I love it. All right, so we saw a bunch of things here. I have some questions that you may or may not know the answer to around annual pass holder stuff.
Okay.
So we saw the traditionally there's a t-shirt, traditionally there's maybe a magic band or something along
there
those
is
lines.
A magic band.
Anything that we haven't seen here that might be coming?
We do have a Travis as well that goes for the pass holders as well.
Okay.
And we have a Junian Burke pass holder that is not here, but it will be here for opening day for sure. It's a large tassel tote, so that one is super exciting.
There you go.
And it complements our collection of Junies. We do have three additional ones that's available for our regular day guests. And that one is going to be a large zip tote. We have a wallet, and then we also have a crossbody that goes with it. So.
Okay. I was going to ask you what your favorite thing here, but he's kind of let it out, the cat out of the bag with the watering can mug.
I did. I love that watering can mug, but also I am definitely in love with this collection. It is totally amazing. And guess what? Look, we even have a glitter tumbler that goes with it.
Glitter tumbler.
It's 12 ounces. It's just a nice size, you know, not too big, not too small. And it is definitely going to be a must-have for me.
Love it.
I might even come here and pour my violet lemonade into it and
Absolutely.
Enjoy around the park.
Absolutely. Are these socks here that I'm looking at?
We have tube socks right here. They are fun. And then we have a keychain. And these are lovely squishy stress
So
balls.
I thought these were just props.
So
I didn't realize that these
That's why
were...
I wanted to make sure you get a feel for it.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Really, Those really are cool. I can see... these could be fun around World Showcase.
Yes, absolutely. And then this one too, don't forget, we have this glitter clear tote right here, a zip pouch. It's so fun, I love it. Definitely gonna get one of these too. See?
Got it. So for the annual pass holder mug, are there any requirements that you need to come multiple times before you can buy that or anything like that?
Oh, actually, the Travis is available for guests to purchase.
Okay.
So once you're a pass holder, just come on over and definitely... you can purchase it at our merchandise section.
Okay. Julie, thank you for your time.
You are
I see
welcome.
That there are some of these lemon things right behind you here that I might be going to try one.
Definitely take one and enjoy. Have you
Look at that. That is how I'm topping
our
this
inspiration.
Up. That's the inspiration. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for everything. And guys, thanks for watching. Thank you. And we're going to go check out what's coming next for Epcot. Thanks,
guys. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
In fact, we're going to talk entertainment with David. David, how are you, sir?
Excellent. How are you today?
I'm great. So what do you do here for Epcot?
And I'm the producer for entertainment.
You're the producer for entertainment. Well, the first thing that I notice when I look at entertainment here at the 26th Flower and Garden Festival is that you have somebody every day.
Absolutely. 7 days a week, which is new for this year. Previously, we had 4 days a week. Last year, we had 17 artists. This year, we have 36 artists.
36
right.
artists.
It's an incredible lineup this year.
It is absolutely amazing. I see lots of new up there. New.
You got 11 that are brand new. 10 that are brand new to this festival. Perhaps have performed to Eat to the Beat. But 11 that are brand new, never performed here before.
Which is amazing. So what goes into lining all of these people up? It has to be...
It's like a really big puzzle. We have some great partners in our talent booking area who have incredible contacts throughout the business. And it's we start early. And start plugging in different names, the dates of when the artists are available. Try to really look for a very diverse group of artists, so we have a wide genre of.
And it appears that way. You've pretty much covered all of the genres that you would expect. I mean, you got Tony Orlando up there on the top, and I see Toby Mac down here too.
Absolutely. We've got a little bit of 70s, a little bit of 80s, some of the 60s, contemporary Christian, some country. And we're ending it up with Eddie Palmieri, who's going to bring back his salsa band and add a little spice.
That's who we
to
listened
it.
To a little earlier today,
Absolutely.
Right?
It's incredible. Legend.
That was good. So what can we expect going forward? I mean, this is amazing. The theater's going to be busy back there,
Absolutely.
American Gardens.
You know, we just, every single night, we've got an incredible act. And we just want to keep bringing unique variety to all of our guests here and just to keep wowing and bringing new artists in every year.
So, and that's really what it's all about. This is, you know, in my opinion, this is the best way to end the day at the festival.
Absolutely. You know the best way, so you can go to freshepcot.com, guarantee a seat for these concerts by purchasing one of our dinner packages.
Okay.
Have a meal at one of the variety of restaurants around the world showcase and elsewhere within Epcot, and can guarantee a seat for 5:30, 6:45, or 8 o'clock show.
So there are three shows for each one of these?
Absolutely.
So three shows times a lot of days times a lot of artists. There's a lot of shows going on. Have you done that math yet? I can't do it in my head.
I need to do that.
I can't do that in my head. Somebody watching can do it. From March 6th all the way through June the 3rd, three shows a night, every night, not just the weekends. Perfect way to wind up and then watch Illuminations as that winds down, right?
Somewhere around 270, maybe, something like that.
270. That is
something
a
like
lot.
That.
Yeah. Absolutely. Thanks for giving us some. Yeah. Thanks for giving us some details on the entertainment. I see Mickey is still greeting some colleagues back there. That's for sure. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Thanks for your time, David.
Come see us again.
Absolutely, we will. Hey, Disney nerds, Sam from the Disney Nerds Podcast, Sam's Disney Diary, here at the preview for the 2019 Flower and Garden Festival with Dave, who is the general manager for all Epcot festivals. Is that correct?
Every single one.
What a job. Now, come on. You get to go festival to festival to festival.
You're correct. And we're actually designing festivals over a year in advance. You know, so as we're in this year's Flower and Garden, we'll be designing it for next year as we go through. And so it's a tough job when our culinary team brings things for me to sample, then beverages for me to taste. It's, you know, it's so challenging, you know.
I'm sure that it is. So I have to ask you this. What do you do all summer then?
So summer is when we actually try to take a rest and actually get some of our vacations out, because we're working very hard during when we get into food and wine.
Well, absolutely. And I think that's something that everybody notices with the four festivals that you mm-hmm. have running. All year long, it's really just maybe a little break in between them, but then summer's kind of
right.
Is there a normal time for Epcot?
You know, we found that now festival season is our busiest time for Epcot.
Sure.
It used to be that the holiday period was our biggest time, and as food and wine has grown, now that is our busiest time of the year for the park. And actually, where the other three parks are busy in their summer, we don't have a festival in their summer, and that's one of our slower periods, you know, to come out to Epcot, because there's not a festival going on.
Going on in the summertime.
Right.
And there's noticeably more room as you walk around World Showcase. But we've also noticed over the years, and I'm going to talk general, then we'll get back to Flower and Garden this year. But over the years, the kiosks have become more permanent. The in Germany, for example, you've paved some things that used to just be a grassy area that you've gone. And so there's obviously a pretty big commitment to festivals here at Epcot.
We did. We invested pretty heavily in our festival business, because our guests loved that about Epcot, and they told us that. So what were like temporary structures put out for 30 days under temporary license are now structures that still we crane in, you know, for our festivals, and we crane out, you know, when the festival's over, if we're not using them for that festival or you know, summer comes along. But they are permanent licensed structures. So they're lightning protected, they're hurricane rated, they're everything to go, but we can move them wherever we need them out in the park. So that's a level of investment that we've committed to here at Epcot. And that gives us, you know, a pretty good advantage over a lot of other places.
Yeah, and we've noticed that because some of those kiosks that you're talking about will get placed for food and wine and go straight to the holidays, then Festival of Arts, and then for Flower and Garden, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, and as we've been shortening our time frame in between festivals, it's really important that our team does a pretty good job at playing Tetris with all our moving parts.
Sure, I get it.
Because as one festival ends, we may be bringing in a crane for a Christmas tree while we're trying to take out a marketplace that we just finished up for food and wine. So it's a ballet of all heavy equipment and licensing and permits and everything that goes on to make these festivals happen.
I can imagine. It's all the work that goes into it behind the scenes that guests don't know when they come in.
Right.
Right. Nerds like the people watching this notice some of that stuff, but for the most part, you're doing it seamless to the standard guest.
Yep. Yeah, and we have a team that's all they do, and they're dedicated to this, and they're experts in it. You know, so enabled to have, you know, 5 days in between festivals, which is unheard of, to be able
to
turn the entire park over, you know, from concepts to banners to topiaries to gardens to, you know, marketplaces or outdoor kitchens or whatever we're converting to. They have it down, and they are experts in that piece.
Absolutely. So I do have a question for you.
Sure.
Coming off of Festival of Arts, we noticed that there were some changes over at the Odyssey.
Yeah.
It looks much more permanent, and you've sort of redone some things, and it looks a lot cleaner or modern, I should say, than it used to. And obviously, we heard with some of the announcements recently that there's a preview center coming in there and some other things. So let me ask you this. From a festival point of view,
as the old festival center gets redone, what are some of the plans to do the things you used to do in there?
Yeah, so you'll see as things have changed throughout the years, our whole park's going to be evolving.
Sure.
You know, what is now there's a new attraction in that space that there never was, or right. now that, you know, that's going to go under demolition because of something new that's coming over. So as we evolved, you've seen us, you know, use the Wonders of Life building,
yep,
you know, pretty
absolutely.
Heavily. Now they're heavy into that new play pavilion, you know, and that's coming in that area. So you saw us redo Odyssey, and we were very purposeful on how we redid it.
I noticed it. As Disney nerds, we used to say that the biggest kept secret here was the restrooms at the Odyssey because right. they were huge, and they're still empty, but they're a little smaller than they used to be.
Yeah. Yeah, and so they're updated. It's the same, actually, same number of stalls and same number of units.
Just completely done.
But when you, it's funny when you when you get into the Disney nerd type stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
When you go in the bathrooms, it's a nod to the old Odyssey building. You'll see the octagon tiles. You'll see the color palette from from the original, but it's all new and modern.
Yes.
But it's a nod to the throwback of the original Odyssey building. So when you look at the carpet squares and such, and even when you look at the service bar that's on the back counter, it looks a little spaceship Earth-like.
It does a little bit, and it does not look like temporary counters that have been rolled in there like it did previously.
Right.
And we're seeing that evolution as it plays out.
Right.
So is there a festival center for Flower and Garden this year?
So that's going to be in Odyssey.
In the Odyssey,
so that's where you're going to be. So you're going to find our horticultural experts in there that you can talk to. We try to push as much content and out into the park itself. So if you're into bonsai plants, we want you to be in Japan and talk to the person in bonsai plants. If you're in, want to learn about butterflies, we really want you to learn about that
in the butterfly house
as opposed to a teacher-student type format, because this is all about...
And that's kind of what it was in there. Yeah, yeah.
This is about Mother Earth, so we want to get people out to see these activities and learn how to plant an urban garden or a spice garden or those type of things. So you see that more out in the park itself and less seminar or workshop that you may have seen
and
in some of our other festivals.
So when you've
some
gone
of our other
walked
festivals.
Around Wonders of Earth.
Right.
Yeah, what was Wonders of Life? You kind of saw something.
Right. Every outdoor kitchen will have the ingredients that are used in that outdoor kitchen.
That's awesome.
Planted around it, you know, so we're trying to get people, oh, I have this dish with this pepper, and this is what actually this pepper looks like, or this tree looks like. And
I love
so we're
that
trying thought. To be immersive in our storytelling as opposed to a traditional, like, student-teacher type, profile.
One of the things that I loved watching that used to be in the old Festival Center was the theater that had the, how you guys set it up, the
topiaries
and kind of played that. Yeah. Anything like that going on, or where can I watch something like that?
Yeah, I don't think you'll see that for this festival, but don't be surprised if you see that in the future.
Got it.
You probably have seen some of the Guardians of the Galaxy time-lapse motion on, you know, where it's like 640, you know, cement trucks coming
cement
in.
Cement trucks coming in.
You know,
in.
How they did that. So I think as Epcot evolves, I'm sure you'll see more of that, coming along in the future.
I get it. So obviously 2019, 17 food booths, is that right? The 26th annual?
Yeah, so we went from 15 outdoor kitchens to 17 this year.
Okay.
Four new concepts. So two additional and two we reimagined to different kinds of schools because we're trying to keep everything fresh. We always want to make sure.
Fresh Epcot.
Yeah, fresh Epcot, exactly right. So some of our new festivals like Festival of the Holidays or Festival of the Arts, they're still in their infancy. You know, they're in the third years of growing on that piece. And you need to keep some of those offerings stable so people know what they're coming back to. If you change it too fast,
I understand that because not everybody comes down as often as some of those listening to this does.
But now at Food and Wine and Flower and Garden, these are two festivals that, all right, they've been around for a while. We're in our 26th year and coming out of 24 for, Food and Wine. So these festivals are a little mature. And now people say, all right, what's new?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That's
what's new?
You know, it's not, there's a few people don't take away my favorite item. We'll get that no matter what item we change. But they want to know, what's new? And so we have a great team of researchers, all the folks that, ask the surveys and the guests and people that we send emails to at home, and they gather up all the information. I know exactly what my number one most popular item was, not in sales, but what was their favorite. I know what their last item was for every festival, what didn't resonate, what we didn't hit the mark, whether it's size, flavor, temperature, what have you. And we've continually raised the bar by taking down those bottom 20% and saying, all right, it's time to reimagine this. What's next? What's new? what is out there in the marketplace? How do we keep things, you know, fresh, you know, as we move forward?
That makes complete sense. Yep. I love it. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
It's been wonderful,
appreciate
Dave.
It.
And we appreciate all the work you're doing with the festivals.
We'll see you out in the park.
Thank you. Absolutely.
All right.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Thank you.
compilation was called Chocolate Ice Cream. Then we recorded it again and it came another extract. And then we did it, next time we'll do it, we'll call it Strawberry Strudel. Thank you. And this specially mixed waltz is definitely dedicated to Mickey Mouse. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. The first melody was called Life, a composition I wrote for my beloved wife, who passed away 5 years ago for cancer. And the second one was dedicated to my teacher called Mr. Bob Bianco, who also passed away, called Verdict on Judge Street. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you very, very much. Enjoy the rest of the afternoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, let him hear you. Eddie Palmieri. Great. So this afternoon, while you were dining and enjoying his fabulous music, as he said, he brought his jazz trio today, but you can look forward on June 2nd and 3rd for Garden Rocks. He will have his salsa band with him. Yes, right? That's exactly right. See, Eddie, I'm not just a pretty face. Thank you. Oh, now you wake up. Thanks. All right. Well, I do want to let you folks know. Thank you again, Eddie Palmieri. Let's give him another round of applause. Thank you. This is something that will interest all of you. We want you to make sure you're using our hashtag, which is hashtag Fresh Epcot. Hashtag Fresh Epcot. And the website, you can actually go to freshepcot.com. And that will take you to a lot of the information you need to know about the International Flower and Garden Festival. So, we are also very excited, I don't know, I'm sure you all heard, that we recently announced details for the upcoming multi-year and historic transformation that's going to take place here at Epcot. So, we do have a booth for that today. It is straight back in the back of the house here. Thank you, ladies, for waving. Give us a little short, short, long. No. Okay, all right. But you'll want to go back there. They have all the answers for you about the transformation that's going to take place. It's going to be an exciting time here at Epcot. And I know you're itching, you're dying to get to those booths. So speaking of that, our interview stations, ladies and gentlemen, are now open. I invite all of you to visit with our experts there and learn about everything that the Flower and Garden International Festival has to offer. Check them all out, all around the room. Get your pictures taken in different locations and make sure you go see our Epcot Transformation booth at the back. Thank you, I'll be back momentarily. Enjoy.
All right, guys, I'm